episode 100, Exercise for Your Transformation.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Boop, boop, how's your day? Boop, 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 let's pump it up. Come on now, how are you? Oh my goodness, yes, it is your time. Aren't you excited? Well, you should be, because you know what? Today is another new, brand new day that you get to go and change the world, change the people, and be an influence, be a role model. Yes, you get to be present. You get to be incredible. You get to be you. Now, that should be inspiring, because you all inspire me so very much. And guess what? We are going to chat about something awesome today. And I know you're thinking it's exercise. And guess what? It's not the typical exercise. So we'll go into that here in a few minutes. But I just got to tell you, we're going a little different direction. So hang on to your hats, because we are going to go for an amazing, amazing ride today. First off, though, I want to just reach out to you. I've had a lot of people have been telling me, saying, you know what, Christiane, we want to see you on social media. Where are you? Well, I got to admit, I'm not the social media guru. You see, I'm very much one who loves relationships, the one-on-ones, the groups. I really want to get to know who you are. Now, with that, I know it's hard. And we've already set up the Facebook group that's private just for our podcast listeners. You can go over there. You know where to find it, facebook.com/groups/CreateYourNow podcast. And you can go find it there, request to join, because again, it is a private group, okay? And I know it's a little bit scary, because when you do that, you're revealing who you are, which is very scary and very bold at the same time. So if you've already joined, awesome. I'm so glad and excited that you're there. And if you haven't, please come on over. Also, I want to let you know that I am trying to be a little more of a social media guru. I'm trying to get out there. You can go to our public page, Create Your Now. Go over there and like it. Would love to have you join us there, if nothing else, because there's going to be more and more information. I've even had the push for Pinterest and Instagram. So please be patient with me. I know you guys are wanting Create Your Now out there more on social media, but you know what? You can do something. You can join the revolution today. Yes, you can. You can help promote Create Your Now. And so if you can, you know, let your friends know, hey, I've got this podcast I listen to, and guess what? It's even free. That really does help reach more and more women around the world. And you know what? We also have guys listening too. So hey, don't exclude, okay? This is all about everyone who wants to listen and really wants to create their now, okay? It's all about creating your now and becoming your best selfie. So come on in, join the revolution. Can't wait to see you at createyournow.com. Oh, now, with all of that, oh my goodness, welcome to those of you who might be just joining us for the very first time. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're here. You really do excite me, and know that I am praying for each and every one of you. You do mean absolutely a lot to me. I do. I think about you often. In fact, crazy enough, I have to tell this story. Okay, I'll make it quick, but because I love stories, right? I have to share. Okay, so I had already recorded this episode, but guess what? It got deleted. I don't know what happened to it. I went to edit it and all, and I'm like, ah! So obviously, I was supposed to tell everything twice. So hopefully, the second time is the better time overall. You'll have to tell me. Well, of course, you didn't get to hear the first time, but you know what I mean. But it's our time now, right? It's our time to chat. And we're going to jump in with this inspiration from the Minions. And I mentioned that because it came from social media, which I think is very interesting. Obviously, that's why I'm talking a little bit about social media today. But this came from the Minions. It said this: I did a push-up today. Well, actually, I fell down, but I had to use my arms to get back up. So close enough. Now I need chocolate. Oh my goodness, I read that, saw that, and it just went to my giggle spot. I was like, really? I did a push-up today just because I fell down and now I need chocolate? You know, sometimes I think we get that way. We find an excuse within an excuse of, oh, I did this, so I really don't have to do that. Like, you know, when you go to the park and you're playing with your kids and you walk to the park and, oh, maybe you, you know, kick the ball around a little bit. But they're the ones that are totally running around like crazy out there. And you end up talking to the other moms that are there or maybe a couple of the dads that are there. And then you're like, okay, and you walk back and like, oh, well, I did my exercise for the day, right? Whoop, whoop. So I think I'm going to have myself a slice of cake because I did that. I can have that, right? Well, interestingly enough, I got to ask you the challenge question. What is it that you want that's different than what you have right now? And you're like, I don't know. Okay, so we got to look at it from this angle. How are you doing with change and your transformation? Where are you in the, I want this to happen. These are my goals. Where are you in that walk, in that transformation, that change, becoming your best selfie? What is it that you want that's different than what you have right now? You see, I think a lot of you really believe that when I mention the word exercise, what comes to mind? Yeah, you know. Yeah, push-ups, running, sweaty, aerobics, lots and lots of cardio. Okay, that's right. We usually attach the word exercise to involve our health or weight loss, maybe, you know, building up our lean muscle, okay? And that's all great, but you know what? There's a lot more to it than just the physical aspect of exercise. What about mental exercise? Yeah. What about mindset? You know, your thoughts, what you feed yourself, how do you fuel your brain? Okay. What do you read? Okay. What do you listen to? Okay. The type of music. What do you watch on TV? Oh my goodness. Oh, and we're talking about social media, right? The things people say about you on social media. Yeah, we look at that and for some reason we look at social media. I mean, come on, isn't Facebook 110% true and honest? Not really, seriously. How many of you all actually go on social media and are 100% honest that you had absolutely the best day ever and really what happened was it was more of kind of the, just kind of a normal run-of-the-mill day. There wasn't anything that was great. But because everybody else was having a fantastic day, you had to put it out there that you did too. Yeah, we get ourselves trapped in that. And that daggum social media, we go round and round in circles, right? That comparison thing. What are you feeding your mind, your mental exercise? Where is it? What about the things people say about you when you're hanging out with them? Like if you're out with, if you've gone out with some couples and you're out there and, you know, all of a sudden one of your girlfriends leans over and says, oh, wait, can you believe, I don't know, I saw Sherry wearing this and did you see blah, 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 whatever it is, okay? And all of a sudden you take that comment, whether it's good or bad, and it becomes an elephant on your heart. It weighs so heavy. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the times when we're talking behind somebody in a group, it's usually something that's not positive. What is your mental exercise? How about emotional exercise? Yeah, what about emotional exercise? Do you let the weather control your feelings? Have you ever looked out in the morning, you open up the blinds and all you see is gray skies and it's kind of drizzly and it's just kind of yucky outside and you're like, oh, this is not gonna be the day for me. And then from that point on, you know your day's just ruined. You let the weather control you emotionally. Or wait a minute, it's Monday. What about the Monday blues? You wake up and you're like, oh, I dread Mondays. I dread Mondays. What about dreading Thursday? Why do we have to pick Monday? Okay, we know why. Because socially wise, right, we go back to work on Monday. Now, for some of you, maybe you go back to work on a Saturday. So you dread actually Fridays. Okay, well, wherever your day blues are they controlling you? What about your emotional exercise? Then there's spiritual exercise. Whoa. Yeah. Can't forget about that one, right? We've got physical exercise. We've got mental exercise. We have emotional exercise. And then there's spiritual exercise. And you may say, I don't know about that one. Well, what about this? What is your connection to your Creator? How deep is your faith? Do you find yourself worrying more than having faith? And when I say worry, okay, that means you're stewing over it, okay? That means you just kind of constantly think about it. It's just always there. It's just kind of nagging at you. Instead of letting it go, you pray about it and you let it go. You've given it at the feet of Jesus. Spiritual exercise. You see, exercise just isn't about the physical possibility of life, is it? It's about everything. Look at the mental exercise. What you think about, you bring about, right? The emotional exercise, good or bad, it can go either direction. It can either raise you up high on a mountaintop or it can take you deep down into the dark dungeons. Then the emotional exercise, right? We've got spiritual exercise. Whatever your religious beliefs are, where are you in that connection to your Creator? You see, look back at what your goals were at the beginning of the year, and where are you now? Are you in progress? Are you making progress? Are you gaining on those goals? Or do they seem to be kind of pushing far, far, far away from you? And you're like, oh, I thought they were there and now they're not. I can't even reach them. I mean, we're almost at the end of the first quarter of the year. How crazy. So you say, I don't know. I don't know what exercise I should be doing. Well, that's a really good question to be asking, because in order to make a change, to have transformation, you have to put exercises in place. The question is, though, what exercise do you need? And that's your kiss. You're going to rediscover your transformation goal first. That's what you're going to do. Okay? So I want you to think right now. Okay? I want you to think about it. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a couple seconds here because I just want to. Okay? I want you to think about your goal. One goal. I want you to pick it. Okay? Do, 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 boop. Yeah, that was it. Okay. All right, your time's up. Okay, you got it? You got your goal? Okay. You got to have your goal. Number one, what exercise do you need to either start or continue that transformation? Now, there is a difference, right? Because some of you said, I want this to happen, and you haven't even begun. Why? Because life has happened. I don't want to hear the excuses, and neither do you. Okay? It doesn't matter. Life happens. That's in the past, right? We forgive what's happened, and we move forward, right? It's all about creating your now, where you want to go forward, okay? You know where you are now and where you want to be. So what exercise do you need? What is the one thing that you can do, okay? Maybe it is physical exercise. Maybe it is you need to focus on losing the weight. Maybe you've got those daggum 12 pounds left that you've been trying to get off for the last 3 years. Enough already. Maybe you need to have some actual intentional movement. If you don't like the word exercise or fitness, then change it. Say, I'm going to intentionally move today. I can do this. Yes, I can. That is your one thing. How about this on the mental exercise of things? Maybe for you on the mental aspect is what you're feeding yourself, okay? And what I mean by that are the people who you hang with. Maybe the people that you're hanging with are kind of negative influencers, okay? And they're pulling you down more than lifting you up. It's not that they don't want to see you succeed at all. It's just that they don't want you to excel more than they are, because then there'd be jealousy there. So maybe it's a mental thing as to they're pulling you down a little bit, and you need to be around people who are help and actually lifting you up. Big difference. A mental. What about emotional exercise? Oh, man. This is one, okay? Mom, you got two babies. You have two babies, I mean just by two children, okay? They don't have to be real little, okay? But you have two little ones, and you have your husband at home, then you have your ex. And the thing is, you know you need to do some things, but where you really need to start is by looking in the mirror. Because that reflection that you see in that mirror is something and someone that you really don't know. You think you know, but you really don't know. What are you feeding yourself emotionally? Then, of course, spiritual. Some of you may have said, oh, yes, I have been wanting this. I wanted to really have devotions, and I wanted to put stuff into practice this year because I just want to have a real relationship with God. That's what I want. I mean, I practice it. I do it. I pray. I read the Bible. I go to church, etc. But I just want to have a deeper relationship. My faith, I want it to grow and feel like I'm going somewhere with it. Well, if that's you, then that's a spiritual exercise. So I ask you now, where are you right now? And what is it that you want that's different than what you have right now? What is that goal? Because remember, you're going to rediscover your transformation goal. So you've got your goal in mind. What one exercise can you choose from? Is it the physical exercise that you need? Maybe you actually need to have more intentional movement. Is it the mental exercise where you need to be feeding your mind? What you think about, you bring about. You need to be reading books that are lifting you up. You need to find a community to connect with. You need to talk to, you know, your girlfriend and say, look, if I start saying a negative thing, can you just stop me and say, whoa, it's enough, Christiane. Negative, Nellie. Oh, okay. And then reframe. Because sometimes it's amazing how we find ourselves trapped and we do things out of habit. And I tell you what, that elephant is so much easier to grab onto. You know why? He's so big. That's why it's easy to hold on to those negative ones. But we let the positives of everything in life just float away like little pretty butterflies. They just bloop, 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 bloop. Why? The positives are what you should be holding on to. But nope, we're going to take on that big elephant, I tell you. Really? It's time to let him go. Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to let that elephant go? Don't forget your emotional exercise, right? You have feelings. Maybe you just don't feel loved. But maybe the reason why you don't feel loved is because you're not loving you first. Man, that's a tough one. I know I found myself there. I was doing everything. I thought I was doing everything for everybody else. I knew I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. But really, ultimately, when I looked in the mirror, I wasn't really liking who I saw. But I was hiding behind all my other doings. And it wasn't until I started going through my journey that I realized this. Emotional exercise. Maybe that's where you need to start. Spiritual exercise, I mentioned this before, you know, with the devotions. A great way to do that is, you know, I love little love notes, right? Okay, so make little love notes. Put them on your phone, okay? Put them in your bathroom. Yes. Okay, so, all right, for devotions, now seriously, if you're not one who spends time, okay, whether it's in meditation, whether it's having your devotions, your quiet time, whatever you call it on your spiritual aspect of things, okay? So if you don't do this exercise, just take these few little tips down and think about this. Don't start out saying, oh, I got to do this for an hour because I just need that every single day. Well, if you haven't been doing it, you're setting yourself up for failure. Why? Because you've never been doing it. So tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to get up 5 minutes early and I'm going to put my Bible or my devotion or my meditation, whatever, I'm going to put it in the bathroom. And so when I go potty, because we all have got to go to the bathroom, right? Now stop laughing, but it's true. You leave it in the bathroom and you can have a devotion right there. Some of you, okay, not some of you, probably 98% of you that are listening take your phone into the bathroom. So put the devotion on your phone. There's no excuse now. You don't need to check your emails. Do your business first, have your meditation, have your quiet time, whatever, do your quote unquote business, and then you can get on with your day, your spiritual exercise. So it comes down to you. What do you need right now? What is the one step you can take that will bring you closer to your goal and your transformation? Just one. One exercise here. That's it. And I want you to commit to it one time. Join the revolution of creating your now and becoming your best selfie. Okay? Choose one. I would love to hear from you. You can send it to me. Come visit us. Remember, we're out there. You can give me a shout out. Remember, I'm supposed to be on social media. And I cannot wait to see you there. I really do pray and hope that you have a very blessed week. Many blessings, hugs, and lots of love. I cannot wait to see you on the other side.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.